On this episode of the Realmatic podcast.
Do I think that he deserves as many streams or like followers that he gets? Not really. He's not really doing
that's hate.
All he does
that's
is
hate.
Dance. That's
hate.
My thing. I don't
that's
like
hate.
These dancing ass niggas, bro.
That's hate. That's hate.
I don't, man. Like,
if it was you, you would do it too. That's hate.
All these niggas do is dance.
Why you hating?
Like, what the fuck, bro?
Why you hating?
Up
bro?
Here, we having real ass conversations. Real ass conversations. And niggas is dancing.
Realmatic podcast.
Some niggas like Taylor Swift, bro.
Bro, yo, if you didn't know, the Taylor Swift stuff, it goes deep, bro. It go deep, like the Swifties, like that whole culture, bro.
Yeah.
Like I think, like her first couple albums, she wasn't getting paid for or some crazy junk like that. And the fans know who the guy is who holds her masters. Mm-hmm. So, I don't remember, whatever, some other star told Taylor, hey, what you can do is just re-record all the songs and then re-release them. So that's what she did and is now slowly re-releasing all of her old albums with extra extended bonus cuts. And now, like, it's like Taylor Swift, whatever the album is, Taylor's version. And now, like, all of her, like, super fans are like, don't listen to the original version. Only listen to the Taylor version of the album so that Taylor gets all of her sales. And, like, they be pushing on her fan base is crazy, bro.
Mm.
Even if you can't get, like, if you get a concert ticket to go see Taylor Swift, like, the other Swifties, like, don't want to, like, have beef with you if you went to go to the concert and they didn't. Like, it's, like, fighting within the community, fighting at the concert. And like, mm-hmm. yeah, because people love her. Kobe Bryant's daughter was at the concert last night, and Taylor Swift like gave her hat to the daughter.
She kind of like, fell off to me.
Who, Taylor?
Yeah,
bro, she ain't fall off to the world.
But you know,
she's number two. She's number two in the world. Number
really?
Number one in female, but number two in the world.
Really?
It's literally The Weeknd, then Taylor. And then I forget who.
You
gotta
show me that, bro.
Okay, yeah.
I don't believe that shit,
bro.
Yeah, bro. Taylor Swift is number two, bro. She's freaking huge.
Where her jam at? Where her, you know, fire ass song at? What song she
got?
What?
She got mad songs, bro. I don't know
from this
for
year.
Real.
From this year, what she got from this year?
What is it?
Oh no,
Rose, Cruel Summer. No, right, so cool. She has a problem. She has an album called Midnights that came out in 2022. And it's just huge, bro. I don't know any of the, like, I feel like maybe if I click it, I might know one of the songs, but people
know one
of
the songs.
I don't know any of the Taylor Swift songs, bro.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know Taylor Swift songs like that, bro.
Like, you doing him like that, bro?
She's
bro,
number one.
He don't know.
She's
oh,
number,
bro. Why
she's
doing him
number
like
two.
That?
You don't know one of her songs, though?
I don't know
why
Taylor
are you
Swift
doing
songs,
him
bro.
Like that, bro?
Because, bro, she supposed to know one of her songs,
bro.
Bro,
she
know
bro, she has 99 million listeners a month.
But you don't know one of the songs.
I don't know her songs. I'm not one of those listeners.
That's cap, man. All that shit.
Number
cap.
Two, bro.
What's that? Spotify?
Spotify charts based.
See, that's cap, bro.
Bro, that's
real.
So I respect Spotify's version of that because Spotify is free to the people, even if you have ads. So if you're listening to somebody, if you don't want to pay for any streaming service, right? And you just want to listen to music, you can listen to Taylor Swift and still do it just with ads. I can't trust Apple Music because Apple Music is something that people have to pay for to even utilize.
Spotify be capping, bro. I'm telling you.
Bro, Drake's number 10. Capping. Drake's number 10.
Drake's number 10?
Mm-hmm.
That's cap, man.
I don't know. I thought Drake was going to be number 3 at least, but no.
Okay, so what's the list then?
Let me see. I can find it, but, you know. So second.
What the hell? Ain't nobody listening to Taylor Swift like that.
Yes, they are, bro.
They
not
are,
like
bro.
That.
Bro, she's white royalty, bro. Come on now.
She's but, white royalty.
Yeah, bro, it's Taylor Swift.
More than Post Malone?
Yes.
Nah.
I think, let me see. Look, I can look up Post. Let me see who you with Post Malone.
Bro, come on. Taylor Swift is an icon, bro.
Post Malone.
She's an icon. I'm not taking that away from her. Like, I know
Post Malone is number 16 in the world.
Nah.
Nah.
That's cap, man. That's cap.
That's not cap, bro.
What's the list, bro?
Bro, I'm trying to. Harry Styles is
like what, like top 10?
19.
Damn. Hmm. Post Malone do better than Harry Styles? Yeah.
Billie Eilish is 15.
Who?
Billie Eilish is 15.
That's fair.
Ariana is 13.
That's a little low.
Where is it? Ed Sheeran's number 4.
That's hey, not
surprising. That's pretty
wild. He'd be higher.
Who's number 1 though?
The Weeknd.
Where's Bad Bunny at?
Bad Bunny's number 3. That's who's number 3 is.
Wait, The Weeknd over Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny is...
That's cap, bro.
Bad Bunny's number 3 with 82 million monthly listeners.
Bro, that's cap, bro. Bad Bunny should be number 1, bro.
No, he's not. Bro. The Weeknd is number 1, bro. The dude be on fire at all times.
That'd be 111
million listeners a month.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, man. That's crazy. Hey, bro. Trying to let you know. Hey, we out here. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Real Maddie Podcast. Ben, no, he's just disappointed by these numbers.
Nah, I'm just saying. I thought you was gonna say some more stuff to the people. Oh,
no, bro. I'm saying
you said welcome back. That's it.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Real Maddie Podcast.
Okay.
Another episode. Okay. Another day.
Okay.
Back in Marlon got yes, Marlon sir. got the cherry bomb beanie on, bro.
Just out here chilling, man.
Man, chilling. What's good?
Robbie low key flaming, bro.
because it looks like the cherry bomb fit, bro. White shirt, beanie on, about to drop a trash album. It's all good.
Hey, man, I could be your mechanic or your painter, bro. I'm just out here chilling, bro.
Dude. I could be your mechanic or your painter.
Yeah.
Hey.
Rub on your shit all summer.
Okay. All right. What's good, bro? We back.
Good, come man. On. What's up, bro?
Been tired.
You look tired.
You said what?
Bruh.
I said you look tired.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to get through it, man. Day by day. What can I say?
Bruh.
Oh, God. Oh, like that.
But, hey, man, how y'all boys feeling, though?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. We alive, well. Got a week's worth of stuff to talk about, man. We got some real big topics.
Big topics.
Why you saying big like that?
Why you saying big like that, bro?
Hey, man, welcome back to the Real Maddie Podcast. This is episode 115. If you don't know now, my name is Ben. I'm with my brothers Rasan and Marlon. Hey! So first things first, we got the Twitch streamer Kai Cenat. He was trying to do a giveaway, but there was a riot that broke loose.
Yeah, man.
He's going through it right now, man.
Bro, y'all gotta understand the power of these Twitch streamers, man. Just streamers in general. Yeah. Like Kai is among like the top 5 streamers on Twitch or in the world or whatever you want to call it. So when he calls, people come running, bro, especially if they in his city. We've seen it from the I Just Want to Rock music video. Kai posted that junk. Everybody had to pull up out of Chicago. Uzi was there, and then he's in the video, bro. Like, he has something that people want. They just want to see him act, entertain, whatever, man. So I'm not, like, surprised. I saw the article pop up where, like, I just saw, like, the story breaking. I was like, what's going on? And there's a riot in New York. Then you see Kai's name. So I was like, damn, Kai. I'm not surprised. I shouldn't be that surprised, though. You know, people are going to come out for their PS5s, bro. They want them free things. Mm. You say, bro, you tell anybody something's free, they're going to come out, bro.
They is.
But, you know, that's just pretty royal, bro. Kai has been arrested. It seems like for, what is it, inciting a riot?
I didn't even see that part. There you go.
Yeah, bro. He's now in custody.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. They got to pin it on somebody, bro. You got New York NYPD out here really trying to stop these people and calm the situation, bro. We got to blame somebody for using these police resources.
So what do you think, though, man? Because when they say you get a lot of black people together, it's going to be some fighting that's going to take place. What do you think about that, man?
It's pretty wild, bro.
True? No, bro.
Is the stereotype true?
I'm not going to hold you. I think it's kind of true.
No, we ain't doing this. No. Bro,
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
we are better than that, bro.
I'm not saying we're not better than that, but some people don't know how to act when they just out and about, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people just don't know how to act, don't know what to do when they get out the house, bro.
That's crazy.
You know, everybody wants to create. There's people out there creating content. There's people, everybody has their own agenda when they're out here going to be a part of a Kai moment, you know? So I'm not people, there's multiple people got hurt. Like, some people got hurt. Like, I think they said right now, like, about like 5 people are like been sent to the hospital. People are scared. One of the news articles was like, yeah, this woman and her child hid inside of like an ATM, what is it called? Like a kiosk to try to get away from the waves of crowds of people.
Mm.
It sounds super dramatic.
It is.
You know?
But, am I surprised? Yeah. Nah, not really surprised. I mean, that's kind of like his fan base.
His fan base is a
bunch of young 10-year-old, 12-year-old kids. It's like really unruly, trying to find themselves, you know, still energetic. In high school, having fun and stuff like that. So this is just a part of it. You know, I mean, they said that he's arrested allegedly. So going forward, I mean, this doesn't really change anything for Twitch streamers in general, or really celebrities in general. I think when it comes to giveaways and trying to help out the community and doing things is right, it just kind of sucks because it's like, damn, why? It's always our people. Like, every time, you know, we're trying to give back, we're trying to help out, we got to be the ones to do some dumb shit. You know, we got to be the ones to fight and cause riots and shit. So I'm not really surprised, though, but, you know, it's just another day in America, man.
Bruh. Yeah.
Another day in America.
It really is, bro.
Free Kai. Free Kai.
I don't really think Kai is funny, though.
He's funny, bro.
He's not funny.
He's not comedian funny, but, like, I don't know. Like,
he's not funnier than Drewski or something like that, bro. I'll say that Drewski's hilarious. If we was comparing those two, bro, Drewski,
I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all, man. Do I think that he deserves as many streams or like followers that he gets? Not really. Not really doing
that's hate.
All he does is dance. That's my thing. I don't like these dancing ass niggas, bro.
That's hate. That's hate.
I don't, man. Like,
if it was you, you would do it too. That's hate.
All these niggas do is dance.
Why are you hating? Like,
what the fuck, bro?
Why are you hating,
up
bro?
Here, we having real-ass conversations. Real-ass conversations. And niggas is dancing, and millions of people are following them because they dance.
They love that, man, bro.
What the fuck, man?
They love it, bro. Kai's funny, right? Kai's funny to an extent. Speed is also a whole other bag. I'm not a fan of Speed, weird. Bro. Speed is a weird dude, bro. It's just that, hey man, this is the new culture, bro. This is literally what it is, man. Streamers and people just like to sit there and watch them do whatever they do on their day-to-day life.
Thing, like, for real.
And I fuck with AMP. I fuck with the whole AMP shit, but it's like, Kai's not that guy, bro. He's just to me. Like,
but he got to be. Look at the followers. Look at the phone,
man.
It gotta be something, bro. It gotta be something to get out of it, bro.
Yeah. I guess I'm hating, man.
You hate just a little bit, bro. I get it, but you hate.
I guess I'm hating. All right, y'all, let's move on. Lotto? I'm sorry. I said Lotto. I don't know why I wrote Lotto. Lizzo.
Bruh.
Oh. Wow.
Lizzo.
Damn. I wish we were talking about Lotto now.
Lizzo. Yo, I was like, wait, what happened with Lotto?
Why did I write Lotto? Lizzo. We got some big problems, Lizzo. Some real big problems. Hey, so she's facing sexual harassment charges now.
Mm-hmm.
She was also fat shaming her dancers. I got a video I want to show y'all.
I was going to ask. Thank God.
Lizzo is facing some big allegations. The singer has been accused of sexual harassment and creating a hostile environment as three former dancers spoke out against her in a lawsuit. And those dancers calling her out were Ariana Davis, Crystal Williams, and Noelle Rodriguez. The accusations include sexual and religious harassment, false imprisonment, and discrimination. And of course, people are shocked and surprised by the allegations, with one person saying, still trying hard not to believe this because she doesn't appear like that kind of person. It's always the ones you don't see coming. So Lizzo, whose brand is about publicly celebrating body positivity, has also been accused of body shaming, along with her dance captain Shailene Quigley. According to the allegations, she reportedly invited dancers to a nude cabaret bar without disclosing what the performance actually was, and supposedly forced a dancer to touch a woman's breast at a strip club despite the dancer refusing to do so prior, and even allegedly made thinly veiled comments relating to a dancer's weight gain, then fired her for recording a meeting while suffering from an eye condition. It's not been made clear if the singer has known about these allegations, but she's yet to publicly respond. But in the wake of all these allegations, it's now been reported that Beyonce has ditched Lizzo's name from the Break My Soul remix during a performance on her Renaissance tour. Honestly, we're just as shocked as you are. But how are you taking this?
So, Ra.
Yeah, I knew.
You've been on record.
Yeah.
Being her biggest fan. One of her biggest fans.
Definitely.
This is a tragedy. So let's hear your take. We want to know what you think about Lizzo. The floor is yours.
I'm calling it a witch hunt, bro.
Bruh.
I'm like, it just doesn't make sense, bro. I think I'm still in a little bit of denial. I'm just like, really? These are the allegations that y'all throwing at her? And if you've seen the clip of the women speaking out about this with their lawyer.
I do think Lizzo does believe that she is, you know, doing good. And I think, and I believe that a lot of people are taking good from what she's doing, but in close quarters with her on a daily basis, it tends to be very intense and very unforgiving.
They all kind of just seem like they can't get on the same page of what had happened or what the real situation was. It feels like y'all were mad because you got let go. And you're like, oh, how can we get back at her? Lizzo is open about like her sexuality, about like body positivity, bigger women, all the other like, you know, things that we've all come to know Lizzo for. So it's like, really? That's what we're going to say. We're going to say Lizzo is fat shaming me. What? Dang. The whole thing about Lizzo making the women eat a banana out of a sex worker's vagina and like other stuff is like, whoa, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Lizzo. How are you doing?
I'm feeling great, man. Yeah. I love Amsterdam. I had a day off yesterday, so I got some rest finally. Or kind of. You know, it's Amsterdam, so we partied.
Well, I saw what you did yesterday because I follow you on Instagram. And I saw on the Insta stories you were on the red light district.
Yeah, we were.
You were to the Casa Rosso.
Oh my God, how do you know that?
Yeah, because I lived for 4 years on the red light district, in the middle of the red light district, so I recognize a lot of places. And I saw that you saw a live sex show. Please tell me everything about the sex show.
It was people fucking, man. It was crazy. They were just doing it. But you know what? It was beautiful.
Yeah?
I went to the one show where it was like a couple. And they were like passionately making love.
It was really passionate?
They kissed. They kissed after. I'm not going to say what she did. But I'm trying to go to the show where you eat the banana out the pussy. Which one is that?
This is the banana bar.
Well, that's the banana bar?
Yeah, you're
wearing the banana. And they have the banana
bar.
in the coochie?
And ping pong balls.
And you have to go.
Yes.
And that's what I want to do. You have to eat
it. I just can't believe it. It's actual utter shock. It's kind of like, why? And then recently, Lizzo spoke out about it. And she was like, yo, the last few days have been gut-wrenching and difficult and overwhelming and disappointing. So, like, talking about how her work ethic, her morals, and all of her things have now just become, are coming into question. Talking about how these stories from former employees, talking about how, like, their tour experience has been this way, and she's like, I doubt that. And I'm not gonna say maybe Lizzo might make you feel uncomfortable because your personality might not be the same as hers, right? And maybe she did bring you to a situation in that way. But I'm like she was like, yeah, Lizzo made an eye look at me talking in reference to weight gain and how people lose their jobs about that and try to infer, maybe she was inferring something and I felt like maybe she might have. I that doesn't make sense. Like certain things, it just sounds weird to me, man.
What you think about it, Marlon?
That public humiliation junk, bro. What is this?
It's a weird report. I think it's a weird situation in general. I do want to say and make a note that these are the stories of the business. These are the stories of Hollywood. These are the stories of a major celebrity can take an advantage of people who work for them. Like, we hear the stories all the time, and it's like, you know, Lizzo's brand is positivity. So I think it's really strange to see that, just like the whole everything about it, the weight thing about it, the sexual harassment parts about it, it's such a strange and bizarre story, if you ask me. And it's like, I don't know, people gotta do better. I don't know if this shit's even true or not. These are just disgruntled ass workers being fired, and they want to take the conversation a whole other place to like bash her name. But at the same time, it's kind of like, it doesn't feel like people be some there's a point where like the familiarity got crossed, and as a celebrity, I feel like you have so much power to do better, and it's just like, it's weird, bro. And it almost puts a stain on Lizzo's legacy in a way, because it's like, what? Like, that's just strange, bro. It's just strange.
And right, you're not buying it, huh?
It's hard for me to buy it, bro. It just feels like, dang, we want, like, literally everything for the past 2-3 years that this girl has spoken about and since she's came on the scene has just been, hey, yeah, she does all these things that she says she does, or that the persona of Lizzo, throw it out the window. She sexually harasses women. She's body shaming people. I'm like, dang, that's like everything that people do to her. So it's like, that just sounds so weird. Like, yo, you have like a whole show. You have like the Lizzo, like she had like a whole show that basically was to get all of the dancers to be on the show and for the road tour. It's bigger than just this one moment. So it's like, dang, nobody stopped this along the way. This should have came out a long time ago if this was really a, oh yeah, Lizzo does this. I it's hard for me to believe, man.
Strange. I'm buying it.
Wow. I'm buying it. But it sounds like it could have actually happened, though.
Is this nigga serious?
Lizzo, the thing about her and a lot of artists like her, they're human at the end of the day. And so even though that's her agenda, she was pushing a body positivity and trying to, you know, come across as relatable and all that. That's not necessarily the case. That doesn't mean that's who she actually is at home. And I think this is a great example of that. Because those women, it wasn't like it was just one. It was multiple dancers that came out and said, yeah, she was fat shaming us. Yeah, she put us in a weird position and tried to make us suck a banana out of somebody coochie. Bruh. All that type of shit is crazy. That's wild. But do I sit there and say, I don't think Lizzo would do that? No, I think she would do that. I do. I think she would do that. I look at Lizzo and I see a little freakiness, I should say. And freakiness, that's probably being too nice. Yeah. But I wouldn't put it past her just because she's a celebrity. I don't put nothing past anybody. Everybody is capable of doing something dark and devious. Everybody. So she's gonna have to do something about this one. This is different, and this will probably get her canceled.
Bruh.
No, it's definitely gonna get her canceled, man. It's gonna start it now. Like, I think like everyone is still having a hard time trying to decide how they feel about this, because these accusations, because at first they looked fake. Then no lie. Like, it was like, what? It looked like an everyday like Lizzo fat shaming meme or something like that. But then like when more stories started, it was like, what? This is actually.
And then we're not thinking about it from their perspective. You gotta remember, if you're that type of dancer, let's be real right now. See, I always gotta bring y'all back to the earth, man, because y'all be somewhere else.
Bruh.
Think about it. You a heavy ass dancer. Do you not understand how hard it is for you to get looks in this industry? You're not going to get any looks by anybody else. Lizzo was the only person putting these type of people on.
Yeah.
You heavy set, you dancing. Ain't nobody putting you in their show. You ain't going to no clubs, no concert. You ain't finna get no looks. So, yeah, she had a lot of leverage in that situation. Mm-hmm. Tell them, yeah, do this, do that. What are they going to do? They're going to do it because they don't have another job. They can't get another job. Y'all got to think about it. So it's like, but then, it's not like,
so you feel that this was a power thing, a leverage thing. Like, you think that Lizzo was like, hey, yo, you're going to have to do this, make some shit.
Let me be honest. Let me go even further for you.
Okay.
I think Lizzo is a freaky ass bitch. Okay. And I think she looked at them and was like, look, I want y'all to do this, this, and that. And I know you're going to do it because ain't nobody else going to hire you. I'm the only one putting y'all niggas on. Damn, that's a insane. Big power move.
That's what I was insane. Like, dang, I don't want to think like that, bro.
That's what it is, Rob. Like, niggas do shit like that. Niggas
I'm not saying that niggas don't do it like that. Like, I'm not saying that. It's just like
he's trying to think about it.
I think it's like, okay, maybe it's coming because it's coming from the perspective of woman on woman, like harass, like. Maybe that's where it makes it a little harder. Cause like you hear situations like this where it's like, oh, you're being like a Harvey Weinstein and you're doing like guys doing this to women. But then it's like, yo,
women can Lizzo, do it to women, though.
When, it's weird when you're a person who's preaching so much of this is not what I'm trying to do. So it's like, dang, dog. Really?
See, when it's they do that, genuine. See, that's why, this is why I tell you, I don't like that peace and positivity shit, man. I don't like that shit, because that shit be coming off as fake. That's what I'm saying. Like, she was pushing that shit so hard. And you got to think, anytime someone is trying to, you know, paint themselves in a certain way, that means they're capping. You capping. Why are you trying so hard to make us believe something?
I think she was trying so hard because she saw how people were treating her.
Yeah, you got a good point right there.
Bro, yo, that girl every day had to defend herself against any type of ridicule on the internet. Everybody was cooking Lizzo. We even got videos when Kanye just randomly was talking about her. That's the thing. Like, it just makes it so much weirder because it's like, this is the villain origin story that you want to fall down on? But see, this is where your villain arc led you to?
She was getting cooked, but at the same time, she was putting herself in the oven, though, bruh. She really was, bruh. She was putting herself in the oven. Like, she kept coming out saying, yeah, body positivity, I'm fat, and this and that. And it's like, it's good, you know, do your thing. But at the same time, like, you pushing too hard. Like, you finna break the scale.
We need to stay away from these niggas.
Stop. Go, you're going to hell. Stop.
But yeah, like, it's because, like, as a Lizzo fan, I was rooting for you to succeed and like, hey, yo, don't mind the haters. Do what you want to do. Focus on your big girl dancers and do that thing. Now it's like it comes back and it's like, you just can't do nothing right, huh? That sucks, bro. I don't want to believe it, man.
Kanye said it best. No one man should have all that power.
Man, I can't wait. I can't wait for developments in this story and just to see what even Lizzo's team, outside of her own public statements, what they say about this. And I hope like more videos, stuff starts to surface that really builds this, because I it's just so hard. She's gonna have to fight for a while. She ain't dropping no album. Nobody gonna be working with, like, bro, this
bro,
is
they even public. Released a song, some song lyrics from like back in 2020 or something like that.
They've released like old interviews where it talked about her wanting to do the banana situation thing and those things. It's like, Lizzo
looking bad, man.
This is not looking good. But
well, hey, Marlon, man, what you think? Can she bounce back from this?
No. Damn. No. Honestly, I feel like when you build your brand on body positivity, I feel like this is the exact thing that would kill her brand. I feel like this is like a big ass stain on her shirt that she can't get off. And I just feel like it might get quiet, but I don't think it's really gonna be the same. She's not gonna be looking in the same light that she was
her
before.
Her clothing brand about to die down, bro. Her Yitty, dang.
Yeah.
This gonna hit her pockets. It's gonna hit a lot of different things, man.
But I will say, I don't like how people are trying to find reasons to throw stones at her just because she's down right now. And, you know, people are like, oh, I hate that fat bitch. And her fat
The posts I've seen are ridiculous. You'd be like, yo, we are, I think I gave it like a certified whale Lizzo is out here being a sexual harasser too. Oh, good. Or like people are plotting on her downfall and want these things to happen to her. It's like,
plotting her downfall.
Ah, this ain't how this isn't. It was all cool when it was just jokes and nothing was happening. Now it's like, now we just jokes, kicking her for real.
But the jokes weren't good either. These were really hurtful jokes. So it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? She was a punching bag for no reason in a lot of cases.
Damn. True. So, hey, man, we'll see what happens. She gonna need to be lawyered up.
Lawyered up for real, bro.
Biggest
in the
lawyer.
House, yo, in the house and lawyered up, bro.
For real, don't
come out here, man. They gonna come for you.
But moving on, so a woman gets body shamed at work for being too thick.
No,
so I'm borderline pissed. Like, I got called into the office because I'm following dress code, but my body shape is too much for my job. I don't get it. Like, I'm following dress code, but because I might have people following me around at work, how is this my fault?
You can't have a body look like that look working at Costco, bro.
Bruh.
Where you work at? I need you to help me find something on the shelves.
She work at Costco. Imagine having a BBL at Costco. That's crazy.
I don't even think that's a BBL. I'm not gonna hold you. That looks like straight collard greens and cornbread, bro. I'm not gonna hold you. You know, but I need to go see her for scientific purposes. I just need to double check. Yeah, man. She knows she can make adjustments to that outfit now.
That's how you feeling, bro?
She can put on some work pants.
She can change those pants. I'm like, I'm not saying I've worked with people who are girls who come to work and whatever they want to come in, and you can tell it's like, hey, yo, you know you getting them extra looks because you got one size smaller on the pants. It's not like your job gave you those pants and it was like, these are the only ones we got. You pick those pants now, so you know
pants look good.
I can understand you want to look good.
I can only fit these pants.
You could go up one size to give it a little room. Cause
no, it's too big.
Go up one size,
it'd be too big. No,
it's too big. No,
no, yo, that junk, look,
bro. She tied that junk in the front, bro. She tied in loop de loop and pull, bro. Like, yo, here she know what it was, bro. Like, I feel like I can understand where it makes you feel self-conscious. Like, not to like be like, ah, shut up. But like, I can understand that. But also, if you're being pulled into the office about this, your manager might be like, he or she probably didn't want to actually bring it up, but it was like, hey, is there any chance that you can change it? Change the, you know, you're following dress code, but you're following it on a line.
It's your job. You can't fill this up. Wait, that's literally that's your employment. That's your pay. So your manager tell you that, hey, put some pants on. I mean, what you gonna do? Not put some pants on? Go with your little Costco job over that.
Ben, what you thinking, man?
I mean, I'm kind of with you on that. I think that she's just too thick,
bruh.
She too thick. That's really what it comes down to.
You know your abilities.
Like, you know, like, yeah, she want to wear her pants and all that. I don't even think those were work pants, honestly. They didn't have no pockets or nothing. But when you that thick, when you that voluptuous, you know, you gotta switch it up. Because that's all niggas going to look at. You know what I mean? Y'all saw that shit. She was poking. I'm not worried about no Costco's. When I'm going there, I'm not worried about no fucking appliances and shit. Like, fuck. So, yeah, I feel like when you that type of woman, you gotta, you know, you gotta cover up. You gotta be more professional. This kind of reminds me of that other topic that we had with the teacher, the female teacher that was real thick. And they were talking about her clothing. Yeah. And I think she had on like a pink, I think it was like a pink dress or something like that.
Yeah, I think
same thing applies. It's like when you that thick, this is America. We're already an over-sexualized culture here. You can't just walk around with your cheeks out. You can't do it. Not at work. We don't think about clapping. That's it.
She was wearing borderline the forbidden pants, bro. Yeah, you know pants, like, bro.
It's other pants that you could wear where it's not going to be too revealing and all that. Just at least put in the effort. Don't be walking around like you at the club. Don't do that. You fucking up the business.
I just don't like that she trying to act like, I don't know why. What? You know. Stop it.
You have a whole person right behind you. Your ass is a whole other person. You see this attached to your body, ma'am?
You knew. You know. You know, so make the adjustments, man. Like, you got to. Like, I can understand you feel self-conscious, but you know you got to make that adjustment. You knew when you got dressed that morning. Damn, I'm caked up. Then went to work. Damn, I'm caked up. Then got pulled into the office. I was like, dang.
You know? She's smiling. She know what the fuck she did. Stop that cap.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of being over-sexualized, we got Mia Khalifa. Mia Khalifa talks about marriage. I haven't watched this video.
You haven't watched the video?
No, I haven't.
Oh, brother.
Get into it, man.
Bro.
Oh, we're comparing stats. Baby girl doesn't know that I am Tom Brady at this game. Married at 18, divorced at 21. Second marriage. Married at 25, divorced at 28. Third engagement. Engaged at 29, ended it at 30, but I kept the ring. I'm still keeping Tom Brady on his toes. We should not be afraid to leave these men. We are not stuck with these people. Marriage is not a sanctimonious thing. It is paperwork. It's something, it's a commitment you make to someone. But if you feel like you're not getting anything from that commitment and you're trying, you gotta go. You gotta go. You have to go. I know it's difficult to fill out paperwork and to make appointments and to do all of these things, but this is your fucking life. Do you want to be stuck with someone?
Period. She wasn't lying, though. Like, you know, I thought this was going to be a whole different way. She kind of wasn't lying.
Okay, so when listening to this, we know what Mia Khalifa is known for.
Yes.
Correct? It's the way that you kind of like feel about that. You're like, you seem very happy that you've been through these processes of multiple marriages and or have failed at this. And you feel like it's some type of a, oh yeah, I did this. Like, you wasn't in love with that dude, or you didn't care about him, or you didn't want to, like, you didn't put the time and effort in these marriages and engagements. Oh, it's nothing. It's just paperwork. You didn't think that way before. You wasn't thinking that way before when you got married three. No, you weren't thinking that way before, but you did it four times, basically. Like, look, marriage is paperwork, and it is an agreement between two people. Right, you ain't about to sit here and just try to downplay it like you haven't been through it and you feel like it's stupid to do, don't do it. And look, there is the point in there. You don't want to get trapped with somebody who you don't feel like you can continue and grow with. That is that is completely true, and that's a logical way of thinking about things. Some things, if you can't work it out if you can't see it being worked out or you can't get to that point, things may need to be done, divorce, whatever it is, may need to happen. But we're not about to sit here and try to downplay it like you haven't been doing this and trying and like it's some big achievement, bro. Shut up. That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, Marla,
so you said that she's kind of right. Like, what did you mean by that?
I think from the ideology of the fact that if you're not happy in a situation, I feel like it is your right in most capacity to leave. Relationships take work, but at the same time, through unforeseen circumstances, you can find yourself stuck with a person or stuck in a situation or having kids with a person. You know, it can happen so quick. So her spot about just saying that if you feel like you're not happy in whatever spot that you're in, it is in all your power to leave. Does it diminish the time that you was with that person and things like that? Absolutely. But like I said, only you know how much you're willing to take and deal with in a situation with new people every time. You see what I'm saying? So I think that it's a interesting message, but wrong messenger. I feel like if somebody else would have said that, it'd have been more better perceived. But it's me and Khalifa. And now I'm going to say it again. Why are we taking advice from a hoe? let me stop, bro. But yeah, like I somewhat get it.
My thing is the message interesting? What did she really say? Like, let's break that down. She's basically saying, if you don't want to be married, don't be married. So the counter to that is, if you want to be married, then get married. It's that simple. If you don't want to be married, don't get married. So there's this weird obsession with downplaying marriage in today's society. Everybody wants to talk about how bad it is. Everybody wants to talk about how it's a contractual agreement and, you know, the man loses in the end and divorces are bad and all this and that. If you're afraid of getting married, don't get married. If you don't like marriage, you probably shouldn't talk about it. And with her, she's a serial failed, what do you call it? Marriage person? I don't know what the fuck it's called.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. It's just like, you've been in multiple relationships, multiple marriages, and you failed. You probably shouldn't talk about it. You don't know what you're talking about.
Because you haven't felt success from it, is what
I don't know what success looks like. And this is a prime example of the blind leading the blind. You are a porn star, ma'am.
Bruh.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even be talking about marriage. Let's keep it a buck. Like, you shouldn't. That's not your bag. Your bag is getting on that camera and, you know what I'm saying?
What you doing
that shit. That's your bag. Not talking about marriage. Not talking about lifelong commitment and being monogamous and staying with someone through thick and thin. That's not your bag. So you shouldn't even be talking about that. So I hear what she's trying to say. I get it, but she's not saying anything. Like, she's crying over spilled milk. Yeah, we get it. You know, if you're in a relationship and you don't like it, then move on. Whoop-de-doo. Everybody knows that. And to say that marriage is just paperwork, that's not true. And that's coming from somebody that's not even married.
Bruh.
So it's like, we got to stop this shit, man. Stop the whole narrative of marriage is trash and, oh, you're going to lose everything. It's like, bro, if you don't want to get married, don't get married. I know people right now that's married and they don't complain. They do not complain. They are living good lives. Like, what are we doing, bro?
Yeah, man. Blind leading the blind, bro.
She in the wrong bag, man.
She was smoking that blunt, bro. She had that blunt, bro.
Yeah, she was chiefing.
Mm-hmm.
Big chiefing.
Hey, man, speaking of chiefing, man. Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne reportedly will be joining Skip Bayless on Undisputed.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. I throw me in the push-ups, too, though. What's up, baby?
Good to see you.
Right.
How's everything?
I'll start this one off. Nah, man, this ain't it.
I was about to say.
This ain't it, man. Like,
Could you imagine Wayne?
You know what I'm saying? A little too cheap, but nah.
He don't have a face for TV, bro. He just look weird, bro. Like,
yeah, like is he gonna wear a suit?
With him with white ass skip, it looks crazy, bro.
Like, Come on.
Wayne gonna rock jerseys, bro. I'm not even gonna hold you. He gonna pull up in
coming
jerseys.
There off the
hair
wing.
Gonna look crazy.
Hair looking jerseys crazy. And a hat. Big ass shirt. He gonna make Skip mad as fuck. I receive
bro,
that.
Bro, please tell me this is fake.
No, bro.
He's bro, please, bro.
He's gonna be on for a little while, bro. Guest host, bro. He on.
Does he even know about sports like that?
He knows about sports to an extent. I know he's a big Green Bay fan. He's a Packers mm-hmm. fan, and you know that's all
even
I know.
Even with like Shannon Sharp, even with Shannon Sharp, I didn't feel like Shannon Sharp knew a lot about basketball like that. Like, yes, he was a LeBron fan, but I think what Shannon Sharp did well was he was able to entertain you while he's talking. Yeah. I don't know if Lil Wayne is gonna entertain me for real. Like,
do you understand? You're asking Lil Wayne to provide emotion.
And... Yeah, like, come on, bro. I'm not. Yeah. No, bro. I need bars. I don't want him to be.
He gonna give you bars.
Huh? No, I just don't see him arguing. Bars. Like Wayne doesn't reach a vocal level above a certain tone now. Like at this mm-hmm. age, like
he's not animated.
Not at all. Like he's had some animated moments over the past couple years, and like what was it, the top five? He's like, my nigga Gucci ain't up there. Gucci, mm-hmm. shout out my nigga Gucci. Like that. That was funny, but there's nothing. I don't see it, bro.
And then it's like Lil Wayne don't even be remembering shit for real. Is he gonna remember the players' names?
Is he gonna remember the players'
like,
names?
Let's
he don't
be
even remember
real.
His lines sometimes, bro. His own lyrics.
Might real. Might.
He's like, I said that.
He gonna be there high.
Oh, he gonna bake, bro.
I hope so. With the lean cup, that should be crazy.
And then my thing is, what's the synergy gonna be like between him and Skip Bayless, dog? Like, it's Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless don't have no sense of humor like that. So I can see Lil Wayne trying to, you know, be funny and shit, and Skip is just like not even receptive to it. Like, he just like
Shannon Sharp at home just watching. Just watching this junk down go down the downfall, bro.
He hey man, I'm gonna watch it though.
Oh no, that's a must watch.
You gotta watch that.
Come on, man.
For real.
Mm-mm-mm. Wayne.
Hey man, that's your boy. Rob 4ix9ine.
Yeah.
So Rob 4ix9ine, he was caught playing a game called Numbers.
Bruh.
So I'm gonna just show the video. I think we used to call it like not we.
Bruh.
Let me just play the video.
What you gonna say?
Patty cake or some shit.
I'm dying. You good, you good. I'm fucking dying.
Yo, this is
some I don't see what's wrong with it.
So the people just calling him Fruity, man. It was calling
this is some random sweet shit think you doing in this
bro, bro, everything is Fruity, bro.
Rob, was that Fruity, bro?
It's just really random and sweet. It's just like, yo, you just he said, don't live
what's
like.
Sweet about it though?
Was it Fruity though?
Why? Yeah. Why was it Fruity, bro?
He said what?
Yeah.
Why,
bro? You know why? Mm. Where you look? I don't know how to do the pancake thing. I never actually understood how to. People be like, you gotta double bag and flip, flip. I'm like, bro, I don't care about this, bro. It was just. It just didn't seem right. So that means that you took time to truly learn it with whoever. Maybe you learned it from those out in your school, like in school or whatever. But why do you know how to do that so well?
I thought that shit was kind of gas. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, that shit kind of hard.
Kind of gas.
You thought it was fine, bro.
No, cause like it's the speed of it. Like, that shit kind of hard. Like real deal. Like I wouldn't do it. Like kill that shit. I don't see
numbers. Is that what you call it, Ben?
That's what they call it. Yeah.
No, that's just called patty cake. Now.
Patty cake.
Numbers. Numbers trying to make it sound harder than it actually was, bro.
No, patty for cake, real, bro. I mean, for me, I mean, I wouldn't do it. That's just my thing. I wouldn't do it, but I wouldn't say that Buddy is Fruity for that. But I will say that he did look goofy.
Goofy.
Yeah, he did look goofy. Cause it's like, why are we doing that, bro? You a grown man, bro. Why are we doing that? Come on now.
He doing it with another man too. It wasn't even like one of the
girls.
Yeah,
and then I don't like how he like... looking at Buddy. He looking at Buddy like he looking through his soul and shit like that. Like, come on, man. What is this? What's going on, man? Not a good look.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I mean, if he's, you know, if he's that way, yeah, hey, that is what he's it is.
That way.
That's the thing. Everybody
the other side.
You know. All right, y'all. Let's move on. Mm-hmm. Last topic, we got Meek Mill. He speaks on rappers today. Let's watch this video.
Yeah.
Pay to rap about that stuff. They actually pay us more when we rap about more ignorant stuff. So I make sure I even align and come talk on stages like this. But you guys, the NAACP open up doors for people like me to be able to power forward, because the things that fund us, that don't power me.
So he makes a statement that, you know, rappers get paid more for rapping negatively. What do y'all think about that?
I went on this rant already in the chat.
So what you gotta say?
We're a joke, bro. I'm like, black leaders, this stuff is really, y'all are a joke sometimes.
Mm.
You got Meek Mill speaking at the NAACP conference about, yeah, they got us rapping about more violence. I should have, you know, equal the line if I come up here and talk about this. Like, you ain't gonna go to the studio and rap about, yo, somebody touched my casket, I'm gonna turn them in their grave. Or you gonna do something like, that's the thing. Like, even when, like, 21 Savage has even spoken about this, like, oh, it's just a persona. It's rap. It's music. Cool. Don't come over here acting like you don't promote that stuff. I don't like when we do that. Like, just stand on that. Yeah. Because outside of, oh, it's a persona, you're still showing that persona to the world. You're still promoting these things. It's not like you say a line and say, not really though, like in the back, or you're not doing that. Like, okay, we know Lil Tecca, right? Lil Tecca has dropped a song, and what was in his Rap Genius thing? I ain't got no guns, bro. I ain't got none of that. I ain't got no smoke for nobody. But he knows what he promoted,
right?
What he said.
Yep.
Like, Don't try to, and that's the thing. People will take what Meek Mill say and be like, yeah, man, Meek knows. Or like, people just take stuff and run with it and love it and don't think about the fact that, bro, his last album, we even spoke about it. The cover of the project and how it depicts women and depicts people. You're not saying it like you're taking a stand against that they're paying you more money for these things. You're just telling us, yeah, they pay me more money to rap like this. Shut up, Meek. That doesn't help. That doesn't tell me anything different. You're not trying to promote another rapper who raps more positively and be like,
but is he not allowed to grow with his music? Is he not allowed to change?
What, how much growth is Meek Mill doing in his music? If Meek Mill was to drop, like, okay, let's say Meek Mill, let's look at Meek Mill and then let's look at Rick Ross.
Okay.
Right? Rick Ross has spoke about drugs and selling stuff and killing and whatever there is, right? But Rick Ross has also equaled out that line for real and created songs that talk about wealth, growth, money, his actual things that you see. He's not dropping a whole bunch of albums anymore now, but you're seeing that he's trying to give back to the community and pushing those things and has grown up past those things. Meek Mill would not have changed if he didn't get out of jail and helped by Roc Nation.
Yeah.
I don't think there's no way Meek Mill was going to be changing the way he was moving and doing those things. You talking like that because you were helped out of the situation of being in jail, and they're like, yo, if you keep talking like that, you're going to go back. That, like, I'm not, I don't feel any type of sympathy for Meek Mill. I feel that he.
But you don't think that what he was saying was true? You don't think
what he's saying is true, right? Mm-hmm. But what you're just saying it to say it.
Mm.
You're not telling me a way of making a difference about this. You're not telling me of ways that we could change.
He's talking to the NAACP.
What's the NAACP going to do for the rap game? What's the NAACP going to do for the music industry that is already divided up into multiple sections, pies, everybody has a cut of something? Like, that's the thing. The music industry is all for one and one for all. Everybody gets what they want out of this cut of a pie. And the consumers of the music just kind of get whatever they get, and you better accept it. Like, we got the writers right now on strike right now in Hollywood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about livable wages. We're not being given all of our rights to our work. Blah, 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 blah. There's not going to be... The thing is, music and rap and all that stuff, they'll never do something like that. Because the system only works for some.
Mm.
And that's why we got people like Drake, who are the biggest people, and they're not going to stand up and say nothing about that.
Hell, because
the system works for them.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, there are rappers, rappers are fighting for their life just to get money on a stage, but the streams don't mean nothing to them, really, because it's barely any money.
Mm.
But if y'all have a rapper union or something like a something, maybe you can fight these corporations that do this stuff. And, oh, yeah, if you rap about this, you'll make more money.
Yeah.
Meek ain't telling me nothing different because he don't care about the change of it. He's made his money on it.
Mm.
I'm trying to equal the line. Bro, shut your ass up.
Damn.
I'm trying to equal the line by speaking at the NAACP rally. That ain't changing nothing for me.
Well, who do you think you would have more respect for if they came out and said something like this?
Jay-Z.
Hmm.
I would. Because Jay is a product of growth and change, and has shown, and he shows that more in his business ventures and his things. But that, remember what I say all the time, that's people from New York, bro. They know how to grow up and know when it's time to hang up that coat and be like, okay, I need to grow up. Go, let me buy this. Let me do this and actually help and develop myself and people around me. Some people, and maybe, and look, like I said, it's an all for one thing in the music industry. We're not going to come together in a union and boycott and stop dropping music. Yo, if all the artists in the world said, yo, I'm not dropping no music for the next year, none of us are going on tour. I'm pulling out of any festivals that ain't paying me more if I don't get my rights to my stuff. Then what they going to do? People gonna get bored.
Yeah,
not stopping that. If everybody took a stand and said, "Yo, I'm not rapping about rapping and killing and everybody dying," what y'all gonna do? That, like, we don't talk about the amount of power that the artists really have in their music because they just allow themselves to just roll over and be like, "Well, if the money look good, so I'm good with it."
But do they control the money though?
That's the thing. They could. If they say this is the product that I'm giving you, and then the label says, oh no, we don't like this, too bad. That's you.
No, that's okay, kind of the contradiction, because yes, they have the voice, but they don't have the power. So even though
that's where the thing is, where you should be fighting. You don't care to fight for the power. You're okay with falling to whatever they give you, whatever the industry tells you.
So who's fighting for that power?
No one. And it's people like Meek Mill that question.
So if you said no one is fighting for that power, then how do you respect Jay-Z more?
I respect Jay-Z more because he still puts people in the situation to be an artist, and you can allow to make those changes. Who? Or Jay has given us Rihanna, J. Cole, people who are big and are known for their conscious level of rap and changed and whatever it is.
That's different though. Putting them on a label is a little different than what we're talking about. That's more like a continuing the cycle. You put somebody on your label, they're bound to the contract. That's the same thing that we're talking about. If we're talking about ownership, we're talking about artists owning their masters and owning their rights to their music. If he's putting people on their label, That's not really giving them ownership of anything.
Nope.
Now, did they fight their way and they became profitable, you know, celebrities like Rihanna's a billionaire now and all that? You know, J. Cole got his own label. Yes. That's because they're exceptional. But the average artist is not doing that. So what Meek is saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not the right person to do it. And he needs more people like him to speak up. It's not just going to be Meek Mill. He ain't going to get shit done. You're going to need your top dog. You're going to need a Drake to say something. Until then, ain't shit going to change. If a person like Drake don't say nothing and is complicit with all this shit and I don't got nothing to do with that, I got my own OVO records, I got, you know, The Weeknd, I got Party Next Door, I got all these artists, I'm good, I don't want to talk about that. None of that shit is going to change. People are going to continue on feeding into the bullshit. You're going to get more Sexy Reds, you're going to get more Ice Spices. Until then. So, it's sad, man, because we talk about this shit all the time, and the culture's fucked up.
Yeah, man.
Culture's fucked up. So that's another episode for y'all, man. Episode 115.
One sec, 115. Now I want to throw this out here. Wanna give our condolences from the Real Matter Podcast to the family of Angus Cloud, the Euphoria actor who took his own life, which really sucks.
I didn't know that.
At the age of 25.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Over the loss of his father, which was like, dang, rest in peace, the man. It's sad that he took his life, in a sense, when he had so much more to live for, develop, grow, bro. Like you've been maybe in a few. He was maybe in a few movies and maybe a few shows at the time, but it's like you've lived more life than an average person. So to think that because your father passed, you just gotta end it now, it's like, yo, what was the, and I don't think that's what your dad would have wanted. You know what I mean? That's not, I don't think that's what anyone would have wanted for you to do, especially at the age of 25, man.
Even in that, it's like, bro, our culture is corrupted. We put so much value in money and that shit really don't matter.
Like, bro.
Knowing us, like, that money didn't matter to him.
It didn't.
It don't really matter. It don't really matter.
Nah, man, you didn't get to continue that, and it sucks. So, you know, check on your people out here, bro. Check on your people, make sure they good. Because that was just a sad case in the middle of the week, man, of like life going on out here. So,
yeah. Unfortunate, man. RIP.
RIP, man. All right. But, let's get up out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here, man. Marlon, you got to tell the people, man. Close it off, man.
Say your prayers, count your money, hug your girl, and listen to the Real Matic Podcast. We'll see you later.
Share that. We out of here, y'all. Real Matic Pod.
Real Matic Podcast.